I want you to be aware that there was a difference in the anointing today. Did anybody notice it? If you noticed the difference, put your hand up. Put your hand way up. Okay. God is changing seasons, and when he changes seasons, many, many times he changes the anointing because of the need of the season. And this morning around, I don't know, 1:15, I heard loud and clear, John chapter 3, verse 16. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave up his only begotten Son, unique Son, so that whosoever believes in, the Amplified says, trust, clings, or, and to, relies on him. So to trust, to cling to, and to rely on him, shall not perish. Shall not perish. Come to destruction, be lost, but to have eternal, everlasting life now. And I would stress the word now, because it's not in there. Not written there. But it's a reality. And I sat with that word because we believe we know that word. Sometimes we know it from tradition in church, etc. It's a word that presses you. God so loved the world. God so loved the world. And we know. But we leave ourselves out. God so loved you. Try it on. Amen. God so loved me. Try it one more time. It becomes personal when you know that it's doing it to change your mindsets. See, 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, pull down every stronghold. Those are patterns of thinking. And those patterns of thinking have got to be transformed from what they were to what God says you are in him. Amen. I was going by the other day of a church, and it had a big sign. And the Lord says, just erase the thought first. There's like three words. But then it said, in Christ. He says, erase that stuff. That's man's fluff. The point is, the church is in Christ. It's in the anointing. And when the church is in the anointing, and you and I are in the anointing, if we've sat enough in that cup, we're going to be able to taste the flavor of all the ingredients that you've poured in. And the same thing with Jesus. When you sit with him long enough, that which is in him starts rubbing off on you. Are you not a river of living water? If you are within you a river of living water and you put a tea bag in there, what's going to happen? You're going to get tea everywhere. Because you cannot put a tea bag in hot water. By the way, 96 or 98.6? What's the degrees of your insides? When we need Dr. Trump, where is he? Right? He'd be able to tell us. Right? 98.6? Put your hand on your tummy. Say, it's 98.6. That's the river that's coming in me. Bubbling up. And the T is him.
And the T is him.
Got it? You know, that's such a gorgeous reality that you can take such simple things and understand the loving Father instead of listening to your cotton-picking brain. Because your brain will tell you everything that's wrong with you. Everything that's weak in you. It'll tell you every failure you've ever made. Yes or no?
Yes.
And while you're listening to all that, guess what you're making?
Garbage.
Uh-huh. I would say a great compost. You're making manure, kids. That's what you're doing. You're taking junk, you're putting it into a pile. Now, that doesn't mean God can't use it down the road. But get over yourself. Get over what you were. If God so loved the world that he gave up his only begotten, unique son, so that whoever believes in, trusts and clings to, relies on him, shall not perish. For God did not send his son, verse 17, did not send his son into the world in order to judge. Woo-hoo! If his son is not in the world to judge, is he in you to judge you?
No.
Ah. Oh.
So that gives us permission not to judge ourselves.
You can judge, but declare that you've been what? Delivered. Yeah. You've been freed up by the blood. You've been justified, Romans 5:9, by the blood. To reject, to condemn. Woo-hoo! He didn't send his son in order to judge, to reject, to condemn, to pass sentence on the world or me, but that the world might find salvation and be safe and sound through him. To be safe and sound through him. That's just two verses. It'll upside down your whole mental war game. All the things you think about yourself can be canceled by those two verses. Everything you've accused yourself of can be transformed, and you can have a brand new mind right there. Two simple verses. And if you've got a red letter edition, how many like to watch the red letter edition? Okay. I believe that conversation was actually between Jesus and Nicodemus. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes. Verse 16 and 17 in the NIV. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Through him, in Christ. It is red letter edition. It is his word. Believe the rest if you want, or take it home. Transform your brain. If you learn those two verses, if you write them down and put them on your refrigerator, put them on the rearview mirror of your car, might be a good place. In the bathroom mirror. So when you're brushing your teeth, you ain't going to be ugly in your own eyes. You'll be smiling, saying, guess what? He loved me enough to let Jesus take that cross. Have you got that kind of guts? Would you be able to watch your son or your child? How much would it take out of you to watch one of your kids be destroyed? It'll tear you apart. What do you think it did to the papa? Tore him apart. Why? Because he loved you and me. And if you notice, everything... Now, he gave me that at 1:30 this morning, and I could prove it to you. But, or 12:30, quarter of one. What I'm trying to say is, he's got a message for the church. He's not angry with you. He's not upset. He doesn't have a big stick. He's not intending to use a big stick. He wants you to know he loves you. Amen. So what do you got to change about yourself right now? Attitude.
Amen. I need patience. I'm not
patient.
Okay, well, I got news for you. I've got news for you. If you want and you need patience, trials will come. He'll answer your prayer by giving you a problem. And then you'll patiently wait for him in spite of your flesh. Okay? I learned that the hard way. But I would definitely tell you, Maria, study James chapter 1. You'll never be perfected without patience. You'll never be an adult in Christ without patience. There's been a stirring in my heart for about a year concerning an individual. And the Lord reminded me that I went through that test back in 81. And it took about a year and a half. So 18 months is not too long for God, but it's very long for flesh. Now a woman says 9 months is enough to carry a baby. Yeah. Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Well, in the realm of the spirit, 9 months ain't enough to carry a baby. Not in some babies. They will only come when they're what?
Ready.
Ready. Got it. Close your eyes. Say, God so loved me.
God so loved me.
That he gave.
That he gave.
And I'm willing to give myself a new thought today.
And I'm willing to give myself a new thought today.
To realize that he loved me,
so much.
That he gave up his son.
That
I wouldn't perish. But that I would have eternal life
in the land of the living.
Right now. Not next year.
Right now.
For God did not send his son
to condemn me.
He sent him to save me. Through him.
And all the promises
that he has given me,
they are amen.
They are right now.
Not next year.
Not next month.
Right now.
Because his love is not part-time.
It's full-time.
Amen. I never doubt that he loves me. I always tell him, even when I ask him for something, I says, Lord, I know you love me. I don't lose my patience today.
How many have problems with people?
I hate it. I do hate it. I hate it,
How many know you're a people too?
Yeah.
Not me.
Oh! My biggest problem is this people. Okay? Because I've got the accuser sitting on my shoulder. Oh, you messed up again.
Oh, he's not that big, is he? He sits on your shoulder?
He's very little tiny devil. He fits right under my feet when I have enough courage to stomp on him. And the courage comes from God. But he does whisper right into your ear. Huh, you did it again. I thought you were healed. No, I'm under construction. And the Lord will remind me that's exactly what we are. We are under construction. So when you get upset with yourself and you lose patience with yourself and you lose patience with somebody else, maybe you need to realize they're under construction as well.
I do realize
that. Okay.
And I say, Lord, help me to look at the timber in my eyes.
How many know we all have timber in our eyes?
The pen. Yeah. I always say that.
How many are noticing it's an in Christ message today? It's coming from different individuals with all the same pattern. You better love, number one. It's not a decision that you make and feel good about it when you're doing great. It's when you're feeling lousy. It's when you're having a real problem and you're trying to overcome. declare the truth. It's what you got. You can send out those five little shots of stones that are nice and round, ready to go in and bust the enemy. Your giants will fall just like that.
Because I believe I'm not redeemed.
Amen. Close your eyes. Father, this message is intended to change hearts today. And I trust your Holy Spirit to just incorporate what needed inside of each one of them so that they will manifest your love to those around them, that they will be able to sit in your presence and become real royalty. In Jesus' name.